Are you a dedicated filmmaker, or is this a something that you decided you wanted to document?
I have a background working for creative agencies and commercial film production companies, though I was always on the business side of things. So I was never the one who got to kind of like call the creative shots or anything like that. In working at a film production company in London that specialized in real stories and documentary work, I was exposed to that kind of thinking and filmmaking up close, and I got really inspired and excited. I had the opportunity to produce a friend's narrative short back in 2019. And that really got the wheels churning for me. It was exciting because we got into like a couple of festivals as well. But then kind of coincided with me getting a visa to move to the States. And then also, obviously, the next year, COVID, which, as a kind of like emerging, aspiring filmmaker, threw a lot of kind of like question marks in the mix. And really, I was just slammed with, American work culture. So I didn't have too much capacity to kind of do anything outside of work, but I reached a point where I was able to create a little bit more like balance in life in like 2024. And so around that time is when I started working on a feature documentary, which is in late development, early production. We've filmed about 30% of it. And one of the things that kept coming up in like applications and questions and people that I was meeting was what else I'd done. And because I didn't have too much else to my name, I started to, dive into the treasure trove of ideas for making a short film. And this topic was something that had kind of like lurked in the back of my mind for a couple of years, and that I knew I could kind of like sustainably produce within a certain amount of time. There were constraints around it, that meant that it felt, like something I could achieve. And so it was the story that I decided to pursue. And I guess when you're making a feature film as well, it can be like 7, 8, 9, 10 years long of a process. So the idea of like following a short in a more compressed timeline and kind of enjoying the journey and the roller coaster along the way was really appealing to me as well, to kind of, break things up between the long process that is making a feature film, a feature documentary.
Did you have a small crew?
Yeah, so for a reunion, it was like a team effort for sure. So camera A, the one that kind of like is the more like symmetrical version of the girls front on, is something that like I set up and determined. For some of our shoot days, we had a great second camera assistant, Beth, who was part of the mix as well. And so that was like the secondary angle that we were able to capture for some of the shoot days as well. And then there was also archive that was integrated as well. And that required me diving into the Facebook archives from like many, many years ago, speaking to different participants, going on the profiles of girls that I went to high school with, like back in the day, and asking for permissions, tracking down people and asking whether they were okay to have their faces in there or whether we needed to blur them. So lots of like coordination on that front as well. And so as the like producer on the project, that was also something that I was doing. And the person who like knew them all as well. So
Yeah, well, it's very personal, isn't it?
it is, yeah, for sure. Obviously the topic is a high school reunion, but I feel like as someone who wasn't able to attend the reunion itself because I was overseas by that point, this almost served as like my reunion as well.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because being such a personal story, and I guess you did have distance because you were overseas, but it must have been in some respects, I mean, like all documentaries of this sort, kind of confronting in a way. That's the suspense of it, isn't it?
And there's like, some girls who I filmed with, I have a relationship with in the present day and who I've remained friends with since then, including Clarice, the captain, that I did some like preparatory work in the lead up to the reunion because I was still living in Sydney at the time. And that's kind of like, I guess, where my investment came from, is I'd like partially helped with the planning. Then there were moments where things definitely got like emotional, and I really wanted to like get up in the middle of a shot and give them a hug. So in more intense moments, but for certain portions of film where we go into like harder territory, I had to kind of like resist and just let it breathe for a second.
It's an interesting film because it's about an event that failed, really, because a whole lot of people didn't turn up, which it poses a question. It didn't matter how it went because it would always be an interesting dynamic. It either failed or it didn't fail, but the very failure was the thing to investigate. But the other thing about it is there were people who talked about their self-identification at the time and how that affected what who they became later. How did you get to speak to those people who considered themselves to be outsiders, who were very open about their contempt and annoyance about school?
I did a couple of waves of outreach to different people and shot the film over the course of maybe like 6 weeks, something like that. There were the initial people that responded. I think every person that I spoke to, I really appreciated their nuance. And obviously, there are kind of like different versions of stories that I was told that we weren't able to include as well. But in the first couple of shoots, I realized that the people who I had interviewed to date were maybe a little bit more like neutral on the topic. They were like, oh, yeah, I didn't attend, but I'd be open to attending next time, like that kind of thing. And then in one of my like final rounds of outreach, as I was like, trying to get people to join the project, this isn't an advocacy film to say that people should go to their high school reunion. I'm looking for a range of opinions, and I'd really appreciate and welcome any perspectives from people who didn't attend, wouldn't attend, and like I'm going to treat you with the same respect as people who said that they would or whatever, because it's less about like judgment of whether someone did or didn't go, or whether it is or isn't something that they're interested in, and it's more about the curiosity piece. So once I kind of like made that more explicit, I got a couple of responses that led to some really great participants wanting to be involved in the project too.
You went back and looked at archival material, like there's photos, but there's also Facebook and stuff, which means, of course, there's a whole lot of different formats involved in. Did you have challenges in that area?
Yeah, it was interesting. So there were, I guess things were comprised of a couple of different things. When I think about like the archive that was featured, there was like the present day footage of the girls like flipping through the yearbooks. There were like just like static photos that I'd taken through the yearbooks of our subjects to kind of like get that little bit of like personal background as well. In going to the Facebook archives to find the videos, that was another interesting piece. But I think the question of it all was really kind of like uniting it all from a treatment perspective. Because of my work in creative agencies, I've got a lot of like, contacts and friends who are art directors. So I actually tapped my friend Brianna to ask if she could help to kind of like unite the footage so that it felt kind of intentional. And the blue background and the kind of like cursive yellow font that we use is inspired from the yearbooks themselves. The tartan that was used is like inspired by the skirts that we wore as part of our like Catholic schoolgirl uniform. Like kind of like little moments where we're like, oh, how do we jump from here to here and have things not feel too like disjointed? And I think some of those visual devices and like graphic design elements really helped to kind of like pull things together.
As a person who's produced this film, like the writing phase, I mean, you've got a very clear idea of the fluidity of the visual form, which is what a film is, of course. But the writing is the anchor. So did you change your perspective to the writing or the anchors as it proceeded because you wanted it to have a better story arc or something like that.
So, I'll loop in or reference my amazing editor Ria, who I worked on with this film. We don't have writing credits or anything like that. It's like Chloe, director, producer, Ria, editor. But we did kind of like co-write this story for sure. There was a lot of upfront research that I did around high school reunions, so kind of like trawling through like Reddit threads and psychology articles, and even speaking to an author of one of those, and really kind of like grounding myself in all the considerations that come into play from just regular people regarding high school reunions, and those things are kind of like timeless, like whether it 2000 and 9. 1999, 1989, the anxiety of like returning to your reunion and like what comes along with that is something that feels, relatable across generations. But the piece about, I guess, like the social media was interesting because I guess that when I think about the year that we graduated, like 2009, circa 2007, we were all more on MySpace. MySpace doesn't exist anymore. Right
Exactly.
before high school ended, we all got on Facebook. And so I think a lot of us still have each other on Facebook from that time. And there aren't many grades, I think, like above us that would have kind of like done that kind of like blanket ad of everybody because Facebook just like wasn't the popular thing at the time. And obviously now it is incumbent social media platform that has like lasted up until now, 2026. So yeah, there was like lots of research and thought that went on behind the scenes in the lead up to it. So I did have theories going in about like how social media might have like shifted perceptions around attendance of something like that. All the research and anecdotes that I found out through those other pieces as well. I had preparatory calls with all of the girls ahead of the shoot dates to kind of like get a feel for their experiences, just so I could have an idea of like what the best thing to ask in the room might be, only because we were like limited on time and availability. It's not the kind of film where I need to like follow them for a day or anything like that. And then, yeah, it was about like getting into the edit and kind of like seeing what things felt emotive, what things felt powerful.
It's going to be showing at the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
I guess the only other thing that I've worked on that's landed in a festival, I actually wasn't able to attend. Yeah, so it'll be my first time being in the room with a big group of people watching something that I've made. And yeah, it'll just be a nice moment to celebrate and connect with other filmmakers and see how it plays within a block of other curated documentaries. And yeah, it'll be very fun.